Welcome to Ramadan Circle Time with Nessa. Salaamu Alaikum, friends. How are you feeling today? I hope your day is going well and that you are feeling fresh. So today I was thinking about some of the animals that live in Indonesia, especially the orangutan. Now, the name orangutan means person of the forest. These beautiful creatures are losing their homes because the trees they live in are being cut down. Every night, the orangutan use branches and leaves to make a nest in the tree to sleep. Isn't that amazing? So because the trees are being cut down, some of the baby orangutans have become orphaned. That means they have no mother to care for them and to teach them how to live in the forest. But some really good people in Indonesia have opened an orangutan school where they teach the baby orangutans how to survive in the wild. I asked my kids to write a letter to the orphanage and thank them for their patience and hard work caring for the orangutans. I think it's so important to remember that we share this earth with so many other animals and plants, and they may also need our help. All right, friends, let's start our Ramadan circle time with our intentions. My intention is to gather with you today in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to learn something new, and to bring in the angels into our home so they can go all the way to heaven and say our names. Excellent. Now let's get our minds thinking of happy thoughts by remembering the one good thing that happened yesterday. Remember, it doesn't need to be a big thing. I'll start. So yesterday, I had some quiet time for myself to think and dream, and it really helped energize me for the week. All right, now it's your turn. Take 5 seconds. I'll wait. Wonderful. So before I start today's story, the answer to yesterday's riddle is the wind. The story today is about a boy. There once was a boy who didn't have much money. He spent his days going door to door selling newspapers to pay for school. One day, as he was walking down the road, he started feeling sad and weak. The boy was starving, so he decided to ask for food when he came to the next door. Every time he knocked on a door and asked for food, the answer was always no, until he reached the door of a girl. He decided he was only going to ask for a glass of water. But seeing how hungry the boy looked, the girl came back with a glass of milk. The boy asked how much he owed her for the milk, but she said, "No, no, no, you don't have to pay me anything." Years passed, and the girl became a grown woman. And she fell sick. She went from one doctor to another doctor, but no one was able to help her. Finally, she went to the best doctor in town. And that doctor spent months treating her until she was finally cured. When it was time for her to pay for the doctor visits, she started getting worried that she would not have enough money. But when the doctor gave her the bill, it read, paid in full with a glass of milk. You see, that doctor was actually the boy she had given a glass of milk to years ago. Let's think about this. Showing kindness and mercy can lead to so many unexpected moments where you find that the kindness you showed comes right back to you. Take some time today to talk to someone you trust about a time when they felt the cycle of kindness. Thank you, friends, for joining the Ramadan Circle today. Remember to pray for the world and know that you are loved. I will talk to you tomorrow, inshallah.